The Saras Festival is about community building and art and dance and pushing boundaries. It's impossible to encapsulate the festival in one word or phrase. You just have to experience it, and it's happening now in its fifth incarnation through the weekend. I visited the festival performances for youth yesterday morning at Keenan Auditorium, where festival director Carola Lotringhaus performed along with Israeli dancer Naomi Greenberg. They performed three pieces that embodied the spirit of the festival: experimental, unexpected, abstract. We'll hear what the children had to say about it in a moment, but first, here's Carola sharing her feelings about the Saras Festival this year.
I love it. Actually, I'm really excited about it. We've got lots of different works that are being presented. I love the breadth of artistic voices. And there's an artist who is going to take audiences with him into the water, and he floats and they surround him. And there's this interaction with live music and composition and this strange art happening, and then the children's program that we did today. And there's so many different pieces. It's really quite eclectic, and I'm very excited about it. And a good mix of local and visiting artists, and really lovely connections between them as well. Kukulora's Film Festival, we have the parties there, and Dan is like selecting films to be shown, and we have a cellist playing live, and so there's all these different things that are really, I'm very excited about. Going to see and be part of all these things. So,
there are activities going on all over town for the Saras Festival, including at the CAM, Django's Playhouse, the Wilson Center, and the beach. Friday night, three pieces will be performed at Keenan Auditorium, including The Pattern Sings in Crystal Constellations, featuring the music of composer Samuel Alan Taylor and live accompaniment from internationally acclaimed pianist and composer Barbara Listersink. While the Children's Festival was yesterday, most performances are suitable for all ages. How do kids react to experimental abstract performance? Give a listen.
So I like the third one because it was joyful, but once she got older and then she started to die, it was kind of sad. But what I didn't really like about the third one is how the mask, like, because it was kind of scary.
I thought that it was creepy some in the first two, but on the last one, I really liked the girl with the white hair and the mask. It was pretty.
Good. It was a good dance. So you have to put hard work into that.
I thought it was a little scary because of the music, but then I got used to it. And I liked it.
Well, when the lady was like dying, I thought like she was going into the ground and like turning into like flowers. And that like the first dance, really, I thought the lady was just like having a dream with like weird stuff all around her and in space. That's what I like think about it.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. Yes.
I have more questions than answers.
Don't we all, young man? Now, we can answer some of your questions about the Saras Festival at whqr.org.